Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Pretty in Punk, the punk rock podcast. I'm your host, Fiona, your girly girl guide to the world of punk and rock music and everything in between. And we're coming at you today with an album review. I know it's only February, but I have a feeling when we talk about in December, my top albums of the year, this is already, I know it's going to make the list. Today, we are reviewing Who Let the Dogs Out by Lambrini Girls, their long-awaited debut album, and I'm pumped to talk about it and expose you guys to this album if you haven't heard it, and also hear your thoughts if you have heard it. I haven't done just one new album review yet, and this is something I'm definitely going to do more of. We got a brand new release, so there is no time like the present to talk about it. I am a few weeks late. This did come out in January. I'm recording this in February, so I'm a little late to the game. I know that Mr. Anthony Fantano, he already has his review up, of course, but I'm going to be doing mine a little bit differently, obviously. So I say we just get right into it, because if you clicked on this episode, you definitely just want to hear my thoughts and hear my review. Disclaimer, this is all my opinion. This is all opinions based. So if you feel differently, totally understand. We can all feel differently about art and music, but this is all my opinion and how I feel about the album, and I will be speaking honestly about it. Lambrini Girls, this is their debut album, Who Let the Dogs Out, very long awaited. After years of single releases, it is finally time for their debut album in 2025. This album was released on January 10th of this year under City Slang Records. This album is 10 songs long plus an interlude, and it clocks in at 29 minutes long, which to me is the perfect length for a punk album. Lambrini Girls are an English punk rock group formed in Brighton, and right now the band has two core members, so it is a duo. The band consists of Phoebe Lunny, who is guitar and vocals, and Lily Massiera on bass plus backing vocals as well. And the two of them, those are the core members of the group. That's just a little bit about Lambrini Girls. I don't want to go too much into like a deep dive of them. That can definitely be another episode, as this isn't like a deep dive. This is an album review, so I say we just get into it. The first time that I played this album, I was getting ready for work, and the opening song is called Bad Apple, and it starts off with this wailing police siren sound, and immediately you're like, okay, where is this going to go? And then after that, here comes in this deep, heavy, almost kind of electronic sounding guitar tone that gets faster as it goes on. And then comes in the vocals that I was not expecting. I've only, before listening to this, heard one Lambrini Girls song. I knew the song God's Country, and I was not expecting the vocals to be so just like fast, loud, in your face, and just, oh my god, immediately when I started hearing Phoebe Lunny on vocals, I was like, I'm hooked. I'm sold. The drums are super fast. It's a really cool drum beat that definitely complements the guitar riff, and it has that punk energy, but it definitely is modern punk, but not in a bad way by any means. I think as an opening track, Bad Apple is the perfect album opener, right from the beginning with the siren all the way until the end. The loud, shouty vocals, the riff, the drums, everything is perfect, and it makes for a great opening track that really kept me wanting more and definitely piqued my interest right away, because I wanted to see where the rest of the album was going to go. And let me tell you, we are going to get into all the songs, but all I'm going to say right now is that the energy did not stop once. This is a high energy punk album through and through from beginning to end. And this song is the perfect introduction. So I want to go down the list. I want to go track by track and talk about what I like about each track, or maybe don't like about each track, and don't want to go super into detail for all of them, but just a quick little blurb about each track and how I felt about each track on this album. I already talked about Bad Apple, loved it, perfect opening. It grabbed me right away. Could not wait to see where the rest of the album was going to go after that. After Bad Apple, then comes in Company Culture, and that opening riff, I love it. Loved it from the start, especially right before the verse comes in. I like how the riff switches up from the first few seconds of the riff. I love the lyrics in this, and I love how they aren't afraid to say exactly what they're trying to say in this song. The song talks a lot about a big part of this song is how women are treated in the workplace, but also how women are treated in general and how they're seen a certain way, which is something I can relate to as a woman who is heavily involved in the music scene. And this one, it really spoke to me, and I loved it. I think this is one of my favorite tracks on the album for sure. Then we have Big D Energy, which again, YouTube is funny with when you say certain words, so I want to be careful because I post this on YouTube too. But this one focuses a lot on toxic masculinity, and also like Company Culture, a lot of the lyrics to me, they seem to talk about, again, how women are treated in society as a whole. And this is definitely a classic four chord punk song. It has very shouty vocals. I really like it. It's very Riot Girl, I would say, especially with the lyrics about how women are treated and speaking out on that, as well as the whole toxic masculinity focus. So that is the vibe that I get from that song. Then we have the song No Homo, which when I saw that title listed, because before I listened to the album, of course I wanted to see what all the songs were called. So that one, I was so excited to hear that, because I don't know any other songs by the name of that. I'm sure there are some, but I don't know of any personally. So I was excited to hear what would come out of this. And it's a song about sexuality, and some of the lyrics are very tongue-in-cheek, like basically saying, told her that I thought she was pretty, but then said no homo after. After that song, we have Nothing Tastes As Good As It Feels. This is another one of my favorites. I love it. It is talking about diet culture. What I love is that you can really hear the anger and the pain in the vocals, and I love that. It's very raw and real and emotional. I love this song. This one grabbed me right away. I especially love the outro on this song. There's kind of like a talking, shouty outro on this. I don't want to give it all away, but that part I really love. And it is such an important topic to talk about. That is something that is often pushed upon women, is diet culture, and it causes a lot of harm. And I love this song start to finish. This is one of my favorite tracks, and for me, it's a standout track on this album. Coming up after that, we have You're Not From Around Here. Love the opening riff on this one. The guitar work as a whole on this album is so impressive, and this song is about gentrification. Love the fast vocals on this again. That is something that is just through and through with this album, is the very, very fast, shouty punk vocals. I love it. And it is your classic political punk song. It really shares a message about something that is so prevalent in our world right now, and I love that they are speaking up on this. After that, we head to Filthy Rich Nepo Baby, and this is another one, like with No Homo, I could not wait to hear what this song was going to entail just based off of the title alone. Obviously, based off the title, it's about nepotism and Nepo babies, which is a very hot topic right now. Basically talking about the anger about how so many musicians have to crawl their way to the top, but then people who are just like twice removed from famous artists or actors, they just basically get to be famous for free and don't have to work as hard, or maybe even not hard at all compared to other people. Love the vocals on this again. And I will be honest, so my first listen through of this album, I didn't like this song at first. I don't know why. So I think I had to listen to it a couple more times to really appreciate it. And then I like to read along with the lyrics as I listen to a song. And as I listen to it while reading the lyrics, I like that it told a few different stories in there and talked about some different scenarios. And I like that it has that element in there. It's really great storytelling, really great lyricism and songwriting. And I actually really like this song now, so I wouldn't say it's my favorite on the album, but I really do like it. After that is Special Different, another killer riff. Again, the guitar work on this album, so good, so impressive. I love what it talks about. I love that it touches on the topic of being neurodivergent. And I think it's so important to talk about that kind of representation. I think is so important. And I think especially say that there is someone who is younger listening to this. And if they hear this song, they're going to feel so represented and seen and have a song that they can really, really relate to. And this is another topic that I haven't really heard in music yet either. This is another topic I was really excited for them to speak on, and I love it. I think it's very, very important. Then we head over to the song Love, which in all honesty, it is my least favorite track on the album. I don't hate it by any means. None of these songs on this album I hate, none of them at all. I think just compared to the others, it's not my favorite. I think there are songs that are a little bit more hard-hitting, and just in my opinion. So compared to the others, I don't love it as much. And if I was listening to this album all the way through, I probably would skip it. And then we get to the last track on the album, which I cannot say, so I will spell C-U-N-T-ology 101. What a title is that? I love it. Love this title. Another one I could not wait to hear based off of the title. I love the lyrics so much. I think that they're funny in a way, but at the same time, just based off of reading the lyrics and listening to the song, a big part of it is also saying like being a good person is cool, and also being a person who like speaks out and speaks your truth and your mind is cool. So really, really like that. I think it was the perfect way to end out the album too. After the chorus, there is also this cool electronic riff that comes in, and I like that part because I think it's different than the rest of the album. The rest of it, you don't hear too much like that. It's almost like a synth kind of that comes in and out, and you don't hear a lot of that. So that I really, really liked. I think this song, just compared to the rest, it doesn't compare to any of the other songs on the album in a good way. And that's why I think perfect, perfect album ending. And I think this song really encapsulates who the Lambrini girls are as a whole. I think that this song perfectly just embodies them as a band. All right, so that was my little track by track breakdown. So let's get into some different elements of this album and talk about each of them. Let's start off with the lyrics. The lyrics on this album stand out to me so much. So many of the songs are speaking on real issues and things that are so, so prevalent right now. And that to me, again, is just what punk is. It is speaking your truth. It is speaking out on things. And it is music with meaning and with a message. This is what this album is from start to finish. As I said a little bit earlier, their lyrics are just, they're not afraid to say exactly what they mean. There is no like metaphors for certain things. They just say some things exactly how they mean it, especially with songs like BDE and like with Company Culture. Listen to those two songs. You will know exactly what I mean. And that is what we need. We need to be truthful about things and in your face about certain things, especially with punk music. I just love that they're not afraid to speak their mind on so many different topics and so many different themes, and they're not cryptic about it. They are just like, this is how I feel, this is how it is, this is my experience, and I love it. That is punk. And while we're on the topic, let's talk about some of the many themes that are shown in this album. Each song on this album, it has a very clear and concise theme to it and has a strong message of what the song is about. So I kind of want to go down the list and talk about the themes in this album, because there are so many, and this is music with a message. This is what punk, to me, a big part of it really is. It is making a statement with your music, and this is what I really like about this album, is that it was very no holds barred with the themes and the things that they were talking about, and they were not afraid to be vocal in their feelings with certain topics. The first track, Bad Apple, talks about police brutality. Then in Big D Energy, we have the topics of toxic masculinity, but also about violence against women and how women are treated in society, and also how women are treated in the music scene as well. We also have Company Culture, which is kind of similar to that and talks about how women are treated in the workplace and how oftentimes can be put in very, very uncomfortable situations, but just have to smile their way through it, or else they'll be seen a certain way if they're not nice about it. Of course, we have Diet Culture and things that stem from that in Nothing Tastes As Good As It Feels, the topic of sexuality in No Homo, gentrification in You're Not From Around Here, nepotism in Filthy Rich Nepo Baby, and the topic of being neurodivergent in Special Different. There are so many great topics that they're touching on here, and so many things that they are speaking on, I think, are just like so important to talk about as a whole, but so important to talk about right now. And I think that this album came out at the perfect time to speak on these topics and do it in a way that is just not holding back at all. Next, I want to talk about the music elements in this album and what I like about each musical component. Let's start off with the vocals. As I said, they took me by surprise from minute one. I mean, the loud, shouty, in your face, almost too conversational at times, which I really like. The vocals, oh my God, I love them. Phoebe Lunny's ability to just kind of like talk sing super, super fast is so fascinating and impressive. I love her vocals. I love her vocal style. And I love that there is such a harsh accent on them too. I love that. So the vocals for me are so stand out. They are just so punk. They're raw and they're real. And I am such a fan of these vocals on this album. The guitar work on this album, as I said earlier, so impressive. I love so many of the riffs. I think they're so, some of them are, yes, while there is the classic four chord punk in there, there are also some riffs that are so unique, and some of them are very intricate, and the tones are very deep and heavy, but also have a little bit of this like electronic component to them. So I am such a fan of the guitar riff and the guitar tone as well, and the tone, just the tones as a whole on this album. So I love the guitar work on this. And as for the drums, a lot of the drum beats are really, really fast, and I love that. Any song with like a fast drum beat or a fast riff, I'm sold. I'm there. That's the kind of music that I like. So I'm a really big fan of the drums, and I think that they complement the guitar work really well too. And the bass, same as the guitar, really heavy, deep tones and really great work on the bass. All in all, the musicality of it is just very, very punk, very Riot Girl, but it's also very modern with the production. And I think it just, this is a modern day punk album, okay? Like, yes, there are some of those electronic components in there, like in the closing song with that synth kind of riff, but all in all, this is punk, and this is what 21st century punk is. I think if you're a fan of a lot of Riot Girl bands, for example, Bikini Kill, Bratmobile, just to name a couple, I think you will love this band. I think you're going to fall in love with them if you are a fan of those kinds of bands. If you're a Riot Girl kind of person or just a punk fan in general, you're really going to like this album. And to compare them to someone today in the music scene, I would have to say Amel and the Sniffers for sure, just with the very raw, harsh vocals, very, very similar and very similar music styles. And I know Amel and the Sniffers is really on the rise right now. So I think if you're a fan of them, you are going to love this band if you haven't heard of them. And my first thought when I was listening to this album, I was like, oh my God, Amel and the Sniffers needs to go on tour with them. So I looked it up. I was like, have they ever toured together? And sure enough, they did. They toured together when I was not yet listening to Amel and the Sniffers. So sad that I missed out on that, but I would not be surprised if they toured again at some point because I think that they complement each other so perfectly. Let's talk about this album's place in 2025. I think this album is what we need right now. It speaks on so many important topics and topics that need to be talked about in a way that is just no holds barred and is just so unapologetic. And I love that. This album speaks so perfectly and directly about so many topics that I know a lot of people can relate to and have reasons to be angry about, and they want to hear music like this. This is punk, okay? This is the kind of punk that I love. I mean, for example, a big reason why I love Bad Religion is because they also aren't afraid to talk about very political and very prevalent topics in society, and this is what I love about this album. It is just unapologetically punk. Personally, I do think that there is a big punk revival right now, and for good reason, because punk music is what we need right now. And that's what I think this album's place is in 2025. It is really contributing to this outburst of punk bands that I've been seeing so much of lately. And I can't wait to see where the world of punk and rock as a whole, where it goes from here, because punk music it's what we need right now. All right, to wrap it up, let me give this album my final thoughts and a rating as well. Out of 5 stars, I would personally rate this album 4 out of 5, only because I don't 100% love every song. There are a couple songs that I would probably skip if I were listening to this album all the way through, like the song Love, for example. I don't know why, it just didn't resonate with me. I didn't love it as much, no pun intended, as the other songs. And I definitely think I like the first half of this album more. However, all that being said, every single topic that they speak about, as I've said, I love it. I am just so here for speaking your truth and speaking your mind and not being afraid to. Lambrini Girls are sharing so many important messages right now and speaking out on so many important topics. After listening to this album, I cannot wait to see where they go from here. I mean, this album from them was long awaited after years and years of singles, but this is the perfect debut album for them. It is so punk, it is so in your face, and I have said it a million times, it is exactly what we need right now in 2025. All of that being said, I want to give you my top 3 songs from this album and then my song of the week. I have a song of the week playlist on Spotify. You can find the link below, and each week I feature 1 or more songs that I want to share with you all this week. So let me give you my top 3, and then from that top 3, I'm going to pick 1 that will be on my song of the week playlist. All right, top 3. Number 1 is Bad Apple. Love that song. It grabbed me right away. Then You're Not From Around Here. I love the guitar riff on that one. I've had it stuck in my head all week. And then number 3, Nothing Tastes As Good As It Feels. Love that one. I love what it speaks about, and I love the raw and real vocals and the emotional side of that song. And on my Song of the Week playlist, you can listen to Bad Apple. That is the song that I've chosen, and I think you guys are gonna love it. I really think you are. I think you're going to be intrigued from second one. Those are my thoughts on this album. Overall, I really, really loved it. As I said, 4 out of 5 stars, and I can't wait to see where this band goes from here. And I am calling it now. This album is going to be in my top of 2025. I also want to leave you guys with a question of the week. I want to know, what album release are you most excited for this year, most anticipating, or what is an album release that you're hoping for if it hasn't been announced yet? What's a band that you're really hoping releases an album? All of that being said, thank you all so much for watching or listening. If you want to follow me on social media, you can follow me at Pretty in Punk Pod. I post on both Instagram and TikTok. You can find me on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, all of those kinds of platforms. I am on there, Pretty in Punk, the punk rock podcast, as well as YouTube if you prefer to watch on video. You can find my Song of the Week playlist linked below as well to listen to this week's track, Bad Apple. And with all that being said, I do post new episodes every single Friday. So I will see you next week in the next episode.